Welcome back to Jackson Share Sports Radio. Is this NFL free agency like a Madden 24 franchise? Because the players are getting dropped, released, traded, added. Everyone's getting moved around from conference to conference inside their own division, like Saquon Barkley is from the Giants just down the road, about an hour away to Philly. There are a multitude of teams that are trading, releasing, adding players, re-signing players. And it's really fun to watch from an NFL fan's standpoint. But we'll have to see how the teams feel about this. This is a lot going on and a lot to digest as a fan too. And I don't even know where to start. I mean, I could honestly go for days talking about what has happened. Mac Jones going to the Jaguars. The Chiefs re-signing Chris Jones. Brandon Scherff's going to restructure his deal with the Jags. Mac Jones obviously being traded opens up more space for guys like Bo Nix and Drake May for the New England Patriots. Baker Mayfield's going to agree to a $100 million deal, 3 years with the Buccaneers. He obviously had a great year, so we'll have to see how that shapes up. It's really Russell Wilson's going to the Steelers. You know, there's just a lot going on. And Fletcher Cox is going to retire. We got Russell Wilson signing with the Steelers, as I just mentioned. And then we get to all the running backs and obviously T. Higgins and stuff and Michael Pittman getting re-signed. But those are all – we all knew stuff like that is going to happen. But the main part of this is Saquon Barkley to the Philadelphia Eagles, Josh Jacobs to the Green Bay Packers, Tony Pollard to the Tennessee Titans. Just insane. And DeAndre Swift to the Bears. Who would have thought that? He's going to the Chicago Bears. Xavier McKinney, obviously not a running back, but he's going to the Packers. That is a really talented Packers team. And the Giants are signing a 3-year deal with Devin Singletary. Gus Edwards of the Baltimore Ravens, who had 13 touchdowns this past season, he's going on a 2-year deal to the Los Angeles Chargers, who just got rid of Austin Eckler, who's now going to the Commanders. Austin Eckler to the Commanders. So just a lot of movement. And a lot of things, a lot of moving pieces throughout the entire NFL league. So this is not even just running backs, but I do have a point of making this about the running backs. Leonard Williams is going to stay with the Seahawks, so is Noah Fant. Just a lot. Brian Burns going to the Giants. You know, who would have thought that? Now you got Kayvon Thibodeau, Dexter Lawrence, and Brian Burns for the Giants defensive line. I mean, you have got to be kidding me. That division is heating up. Obviously, Tony Pollard leaving that division, but Saquon just going right across to Philadelphia. Aaron Jones was released by the Packers. Guess what? He's signing in the division, going to the Vikings. I mean, if this doesn't scream everything, Joe Mixon to the Texans, Devin Singletary, like I said, to the Giants. If this isn't screaming for Derrick Henry to go to the Baltimore Ravens, I don't know what is. My prediction is that he will. And I think the Ravens, they made an offer for $6.5 million. I think they should have paid him a lot more, maybe $8 million per year. He is that guy. He deserves that contract. I think they should have offered him a lot more. But that's just my perspective on it. And honestly, I mean, there's mutual interest there. There is no other team at this moment in time that needs a running back more than the Baltimore Ravens. Every other team has signed a running back or is in the process of signing a running back. The Texans did a switcheroo. They just got Joe Mixon about 10 minutes ago. Devin Singletary's gone, so their issues are done. The Giants just filled their spot for running back, so they've got Devin Singletary. Eagles have Saquon Barkley. I mean, they're set. Aaron Jones to the Vikings. Everything is shaping up. Tony Pollard to the Titans, and that means Derrick Henry's obviously gone. This means Derrick Henry has to be coming to the Ravens. There is no other way. And I mean, we're going to have to see if this happens, but there 100% is a mutual interest there. So we'll have to see. The Ravens are possibly favorites in this free agency market to get Derrick Henry. But to discuss the shelf life of running backs for just a moment and to bring light on my previous episode, running backs just aren't getting paid nearly as much as they were, let's say, a decade ago. And this is really... really sad. You know, obviously they're the teams and the GMs and the managers and the owners are seeing that running backs have a really short shelf life. And let's take a guy like Todd Gurley, for example. comes into the league. He's a young guy, has amazing seasons. Number one guy for years. You know, Le'Veon Bell, Ezekiel Elliott, all guys that come into the NFL, amazing. And they're still young, by the way. Do I have to mention Todd Gurley is still 29 years old? That means he's younger than Derrick Henry. And I mean, Derrick Henry is, I believe he's 31. Take a look at that right now. I believe he's 31. Yeah, he's 30 years old. Saquon's 29, or it's 27. McCaffrey's 27. That is insane. Gurley's been out of the league for what seems like forever, and he's only 29 years old. That is truly insane. And that just goes to show you that the shelf life of running backs, and what I mean by shelf life is there's not a lot of time for running backs to play in the league. They get beat up. They get hit on pretty much every down, whether they're blocking or running the ball. And they have a really short time, short period in the NFL. And we see that come true for players like Todd Gurley and a lot of players like, you know, Frank Gore had a great career, but he wasn't the same. And I feel like that's the same idea for Derrick Henry. He's not the same as he used to be. And no one obviously is as they get past their prime. But the idea is that the running backs are getting paid a lot less because their time is very short in the league. And this stays true with Austin Eckler. He's signed a deal, I think it was 2 years for $11 million. He's getting paid, you know, $5.5 million a year. And that's really an issue. He should be getting paid a lot more. And so should McCaffrey. A lot of these guys, the receivers are getting paid, overpaid by a lot. And they do not deserve that much money. I think it should be evenly distributed in terms of the running backs and in favor of the running backs a little bit because they get beat up, you know, and their time is valuable in the NFL. So I don't like seeing all of these running backs getting paid very little, but I understand from an owner's perspective and a GM's perspective why they're getting paid so little. So we'll have to see what happens with the rest of free agency, how that shapes up. But I just wanted to bring light to, you know, guys like Ezekiel Elliott, Le'Veon Bell, Todd Gurley, guys that have been amazing. They were amazing in 2018, 2019, and have just disappeared due to growing pain, you know, injuries, losses, aging. And that's the idea of the running backs, is their shelf life is just shorter than everyone else. So, you know, we'll have to see how this shapes up. I will say on a separate note, the fantasy implications for Austin Eckler and Saquon, I think everything should stay the same. I think they'll be productive, if not even more productive than they already are. So we'll have to see how that turns out. And I just wanted to give a couple teams that I think are going to be dark horses in this year. So I think the Packers obviously are going to be a huge team. I think they're going to win the division, honestly. I think it's going to be them and the Lions, obviously, up there. The Bears should make a run. The Packers, the Vikings, I don't know. If they can figure out their quarterback situation, it'll be an interesting division. But honestly, that division's heating up. I love the Packers to win the division. And I like the Lions, obviously, to make the playoffs, but I love the Packers to win the division this year. They are a great team. I think they swept the Lions, and they are truly an outstanding team. They are sound, fundamentally sound at every position I could probably name. And now with Josh Jacobs, things just got 15 times better. So we'll have to see how that goes. And my other dark horse team is the Atlanta Falcons. Their odds just moved. They are now the favorites to win the AFC South, as they should be. And I love this team now. With Kirk Cousins, you got Drake London. Darnell Mooney just got signed to the Falcons. So that's a great addition. And you got Bijan Robinson at running back. Again, another guy that might have a low shelf life because he's been beaten up in his first year. He may not last longer than, you know, 5-6 years in the NFL. But we'll have to see. This is all a prediction. I love this Falcons team. They're fundamentally sound on defense. They have smart, intelligent guys, Jesse Bates. They've got amazing defense that can obviously carry them to the playoffs. And I think this is the year. With a guy like Kirk Cousins, this is the year of the Falcons. This is the year where they come back. Drake London, Darnell Mooney, Bijan Robinson, now Kirk Cousins. This is an amazing team. Look for them to make a run and possibly go far and win the AFC South and, you know, NFC South, excuse me, and we'll have to see how the Falcons turn out. So this is Jackson Sheriff Sports Radio. I appreciate you all for listening. And a new March Madness episode will be out. I will be filling out my brackets and I'll send out some bracket challenges for you all. So I hope you all stay tuned. Enjoy this episode. Enjoy March Madness. Enjoy NFL free agency. And I'll see you guys in the next podcast episode. Peace out.